Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. We're back in court. Hi.
We're never going to be able to escape it, are we?
My suit that doesn't fit, we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, Mr. Goodell. Very interesting.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Goodle.
I saunter up to the bench. Mr. Goodell, tell me, how can you pick somebody to represent your league when one of the owners in your league can't even pronounce your last name?
Embarrassing.
Mr. Goodell, that's pretty interesting to me, sir. This is a bad scenario here. This is not good.
Were you surprised that he talked yesterday?
No, why? It's an owners' meeting.
Sure, but did you expect...
loaded his lips and he went out there and he talked.
You expected clarity yesterday? I didn't.
Not clarity, but I expected him to talk.
I mean, you got clarity, though. You got clarity.
Well, we got clarity like, why they're there. Definitely
like,
trying for
think
a
about
year.
It. Everything else was reports, right? Everything was reports. It was leaks. Mm. It was...
Ain't no leaks
that
here.
The NFL was willing to accept this.
Aforementioned tweets.
Yeah, Watson's camp. Where to art thou? Romeo was expected to accept a certain amount, like there were parameters.
Browns training camp updates brought to you by Lake Tech Information Technology Services and Bud Light. Yeah, not good. Not good. I mean, and the question now becomes Watson has
just to hear. But you know what? It was worse for Browns fans yesterday because to hear it from Goodell, it wasn't a leak. It wasn't a story. It wasn't Charles Robinson or Josina or anybody from the AP.
Yeah.
It was Roger Goodell, you heard him there, almost flippantly like, oh, yeah, yeah, this is egregious behavior, just like the judge said. This is predatory, at least a year.
Well, it just seemed like it seems that the whole – and there were some people going, guys, come on, you're not this stupid. No, no one's this stupid, but you would have some hope that there would be some sort of – in the spirit of fairness, there would be something mm-hmm. there. And some people have I think, really – they've confused this. Is where I can't defend Deshaun Watson for what's written by a federal judge here, what the federal judge has found to be plausible. Okay, even though this is not a real court of law for crying out loud. But what the federal judge here, I'm not gonna sit there and defend him. I'm not his lawyer and I don't defend these what she's written here. But we're also talking that what's supposed to be in the spirit of fairness between a player, between an employee, between a worker and an organization with a players association, which really is union labor. That's what it is. And this is not in the spirit of fairness. And what this document does, it did give every single reason under the agreement that they signed to, because remember, they have an 8-month offseason, guys. They need checks. Mm-hmm. So they'll sign anything. And we're going back through all this. It gave every single open door they could. What Sue Robinson did in this decision, while she found this on precedent of why she couldn't give him more than 6 games, she walked down a hallway and opened up every single door she could before she left the building for Roger Goodell and the NFL to do as they please here. Because this isn't written by Kenny Carman or by Anthony Lima. This isn't Kenny Carman, some Yahoo walking down East 55th. This is a former federal judge. And they'll just turn around and say, this is a former federal judge. Here you go, judge. When Deshaun Watson has to take this to court. Because if he's out indefinitely, or if it's for a full year, or however we want to word this thing, he's got to take it to court. He has to. I mean, you're in too deep now, right?
You just
accept a year. Yeah, is that how it works?
At that point, yes.
And you can always say, hey, we're not going to win.
You've fought it this much. You didn't take the alleged 12 games that was on the table, or who knows, 10 to 12 games. You didn't take that. So at this point, what else are you supposed to do? Does it make me think we're going to win? No. Does it make me think we're going to have to deal with this for a long period of time? And then it gets really weird because, and I've seen different people weigh in on this, but, and we'll get to the calls here. Okay, fine. So what? He starts week 7 if he does get any kind of restraining order at all, temporary restraining order, an injunction that allows him to play.
The six, 7 weeks for him to go to court.
So if that's the case and he starts in week 7 and they want to take this as far as they get, so he gets to play the rest of this year and then the rest of his suspension potentially is next year, then we're never going to be done with this. And now we have to talk about the trade being a bad idea then, if that's the case. That's what makes me nervous if he doesn't win in court and we're dealing with this for long swaths of time this year and next year.
I know we have audio there. We're going to play Nick Wilson. Didn't take umbrage with this. He just disagreed with us. But if it goes into 2 years instead of 1 year, I mean, part of my argument is that it's not a mess because it's 1 year. In the grand scheme of things, we've waited a year to get quarterbacks before. It's not a mess because of that. You've agreed with me on that. If it starts to stretch into 2 years, then, boy, what are we doing here, guys? You know, really, what does this become? So there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. And it's like, do you go to court? Do they find something that's reasonable here? But it seems that the NFL is not willing to budge. I think the NFL, I mean, when they first released their release last week that Peter Harvey was going to see this, and I'm trying not to say Paul, now it's just becoming a tick, that Peter Harvey was going to look at this, and they wrote what they were questioning that Deshaun Watson needs. I'm saying they're telling you what they want now. They want him gone for a year. They want him to have to go through different therapies, and they want something that's going to be on the record that says why they can bring him back. They want him to jump through every hoop they have now possible because, again, this document written by Sue Robinson would open up the door to that. So seeing therapies, professional treatment, things like that, they want that documented so then they could turn around because who knows? I don't think anything like this is ever going to happen again. But if he ever finds himself in violation, the NFL wants to make sure they're covered when they welcome him back. So what they want is all those things that they specified, because they said, well, we have to question it. They want all those things that they specified. They want that satisfied, and they want him to have to go to New York with ownership and plead his case to be reinstated. So in case anything like this happens again, there's precedent for somebody else, or God forbid with him, there's precedent with this. 216-578-0092, Aramis in West Park, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, Ken, how you doing, Bubby?
Doing all right, Aramis. Go ahead.
So it's really this simple, and I believe I didn't give it enough credit at the beginning. If Deshaun Watson, which he has remained innocent in his own opinion, right?
Yes.
If he wants to fight for his image at this point, right, because the word predator is not a pretty name. You know, that is not a label that you want, you know, while you're playing in a league or in life, right? However, this is what Goodell is saying, that his behavior is predatory. Okay, he has remained innocent, and at this point, I believe, Deshaun, if he goes after his image and says, you know what, I don't care about football, I don't want to live with this label, I believe we're going to watch this, you know, get more serious real quick, because I can't see a man that has said, I'm innocent, all of a sudden accept all these terms that the NFL wants to put on him, you know, like you were just saying, you know, going to counseling, doing this, doing that. So I believe his countersuit is going to be much bigger, you know, for a defamation of character, because if it was predatory, shouldn't he have been indicted? So this is Goodell's opinion that it was predatory.
Well, no, I mean, standard of proof is very different in what this arbitration case was compared to what it is in a court of law, which is different from a civil case, from a criminal case. I mean, those are all very different standard of proofs. So right. That does change the depth. But yeah, I mean, he can sue, but does that mean he's going to win? Or is this just going to be a big...
I have zero faith.
And the other part of this is, what does this do to the Browns? Like, what do you think the Browns want? Do you think the Browns want him to fight this until he can't fight it anymore? I bet you they don't.
I would imagine they don't.
I bet you they don't. And I mean, it's not up to the Browns. It's up to Deshaun. But the Browns are the ones that instilled this kind of... had this kind of confidence in him. And after they had talked to him, they had this kind of confidence. I don't know that they want this. I can't imagine they would want him to fight this till the very end.
What do you
think
the Browns want him to do? 216-578-0092. Do they want him to fight this thing till the end? Michael Lombardi coming up at 8. I know some fans want him to fight it to the end. So they're fans. Fans always feel that they're ownership of the team. Maybe they feel differently about this. 216-578-0092. And somebody whose name rhymes with Wick Nielsen certainly disagreed with Lima and I yesterday. Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember, Browns training camp updates brought to you by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Menor. Reminding you that Michael Lombardi will join us from the GM Shuffle coming up at 8 o'clock. You can find it on the Odyssey app. You can find that podcast. It's a wonderful podcast. Michael Lombardi, former Browns general manager. We'll talk Browns with the former Browns general manager. We'll see what I do. Do I ask him? Do I load the question and ask him what he thinks of Browns fans getting Deshaun Watson's autograph? Already yelled at Joe Banner. Do I need to yell at Michael Lombardi? he might just think it's like, it's all, who cares?
He strikes me as somebody who wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He knows how cutthroat the NFL is. He knows how fans in every city basically act the same. I mean, I know fans don't like to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
That you like to think that we're more unique than any other fan base. But the reality is the way that people in the NFL, they kind of take you for granted. They think every fan base is the same. The players think that. The players think that when they go from one fan base to the next.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, I hate to be, when they made less money. When they did make less money and they were really part of the community because they really couldn't afford to fly here and there and jet all over the place and do all those other things, then they lived here. And so then it felt a little different. Now they just go home. And so, and because they're on social media and everybody's mean to each other on the internet, they just feel every fan base is the same. And there's free agency, so they move from team to team to team. And so now they really think that every fan base is the same because everybody's mean when they leave. Speaking of Twitter, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. ArtG213 tweets at me here, Tone. Ken, can we please stop saying Watson denied something? First off, the union is the one that says to take or not take a deal. Also, where's the direct quote? Where is the direct quote from the NFL that there was a deal? Can you answer that?
Well, a few things. First of all, in terms of whether or not, because I said earlier, I think that's probably in response to me saying that this looks worse and worse by the day that Deshaun Watson did not settle. We've heard so much about settlement talks. We heard, saw plenty of leaks from both sides, from the NFL and from Watson's side, about potential settlement talks right up until Sue Robinson decision. And then we heard there was still room to settle before the Harvey, you know, intervention at some point, which could happen by the end of the week.
Wednesday, it's time to get moving.
Yeah, I imagine that not everybody's lying. I imagine that when they said that Watson's side was willing to accept, what was it? At first, 6 to 8 games, mm-hmm. and then we heard the NFL was willing to accept 10 to 12.
Yeah, but didn't Mary Kay come out and squash that the NFL said they weren't doing that?
Well,
there was one report that said the NFL was cool with it, and Mary Kay back then was like, no, they are not doing that.
Well, no, the NFL obviously never was willing to settle all that much, apparently. But if there were terms that would have been out there that they could have accepted, it does look really bad that they didn't accept.
I'm just making sure.
Because it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And obviously that's where we're at right now.
And it's, I don't know, it's gotten a little bit more ugly now since Roger Goodell spoke yesterday, because now you just know full out. Like, there's no, there were rumors before, league sources, well, it's Roger Goodell, and he's answering that, yeah, they're going for a year, and these are the specific reasons why. That ain't good.
Yeah, but either way, if you think that the union is bossing Deshaun Watson around, no. Watson, if he wanted to not fight this, then they won't fight it on his behalf. He gets to make the decision. This isn't the union can suggest, the union can strongly lean, but in the end it's his career and it's his name and it's as far as he wants to fight this.
Yeah.
But no, I don't buy that the union's telling Watson what to do and then he's going to do it. No, I do not buy that at all.
He can make his own decisions?
Yes. He's a grown man. He can make his own decisions.
I'm just making sure, that's all. Now, can't they advise him to do certain things?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Now, this is interesting here. Would they advise... Now, I know Jeffrey Kessler's a bulldog and it's the wins are mitigated losses, which is still a win in our eyes, so fine. Would it be possible, I'm going to get to the Nick Wilson commentary here in a minute, but is it possible that they might have led him down a path to use him as something to set up for the future? This is a big case. I mean, this is arguably the biggest storyline of the NFL during the 2022 offseason, right? This is land breaking here. This is whatever you want to say, a landmark case in the NFL. Is it possible that they didn't give him bad advice, but they did persuade him to do certain things so they could use this in later arguments against the NFL? Because something like this, sad to say, is going to happen again. Whether it be this stuff with Watson, which is, I mean, this is what she writes here, what the federal judge writes here is deplorable stuff. Whether it's this or anything else, like this argument, this agreement that they've had between the players' union and the NFL, that they are not supposed to, but they can appeal these decisions here. Is this something that they knew the NFL was going to appeal? And so now it's like, Deshaun Watson's a very big name. This isn't some backup, or some like guy who's a special teamer who got himself in a little bit of hot water. Deshaun Watson is a franchise, famous quarterback. They're going to put this to the hilt. Is there a possibility
on a couple of different ways? It's an interesting guy to do it with. One, he's getting most of his money no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have pointed out that he's protected over the next 2 years. Really, the losses would be if he gets suspended in year three and year four. But the next 2 years, if he's missing games, he barely misses out on any money. So that's one way that the union could say, hey, here's a test case, because he could fight it. On the other side of it, is he the most reputable guy right now? Do you really want to go to war over Deshaun Watson when every other fan base outside of Cleveland thinks he should miss a ton of games, that he should be banned at least a year? I mean, that is the sentiment outside of Cleveland. Is this really the guy that they want to attach themselves to?
But there are people who believe, and the NFLPA, there are people who go after the owners in this case. And now, I understand that maybe two wrongs don't make a right, but I have often had to wonder myself. There's no repercussions for Jerry Jones. There's none for Robert Kraft. There are none for Daniel Snyder and so on. And I know there's been fines and so on. And now that you have Stephen Roth suspended, you could say you suspended an owner as well. Whatever that means for an owner, for crying out loud. Randy Lerner basically suspended himself for months at a time during NFL football seasons without even committing anything bad. So whatever that means to the owner, then fine. But this is maybe the case where you're just trying to expose hypocrisy. Does Deshaun Watson, I mean, I'm asking questions here. This is not a defense. But trust me, I can't defend this. But is this something to expose hypocrisy within the NFL just to make people think twice in future situations? Or just to make people react more strongly when owners do find themselves in precarious situations?
I just think we're finding out that the owners are not really afraid of the players' union. I think they're not afraid.
That's true.
I know all the fans want all these skeletons to be exposed. Never happens, and it's not going to happen here. It just isn't. Let's be big boys and have an adult conversation here. I know there are people in town that want you to believe that if Watson fights this, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and all these owners are going to be thrown out of the NFL, and they're going to be fined, and all that money is going to go right to the players. It's not happening. None of that's happening. You're delusional. It's great to talk about. It's great fodder. In the end, they're not taking Jerry Jones's football team away. They're not taking Dan Snyder. I mean, you would have thought by now they could take Dan Snyder's football team away. They haven't by now. I mean, he's being called out in front of Congress.
The thing that I know, and the thing that I think the owners, the only thing I think owners are afraid of, in honesty, I don't think it's Congress people. I don't think it's senators or anything like that. I think it's the other owners. Like, since they haven't kicked Dan Snyder out of the league yet, I sit there and I go, what does Dan Snyder know about the other owners? And even the most powerful owners. Because we know there's supposed to be 32 equal shares. We know that's garbage as well. You know there's an inner circle of very powerful owners. One of them are Jerry Jones. The other one's the Rooney family. I'd say the owners of the Giants, the Maras and Tishes, are in that inner circle. Bob Kraft, because of the success, is in that inner circle as well. You have guys who have more weight than some of the other owners out there, and it makes me wonder, what does Dan Snyder know about some of the other owners that they do not want out there?
Right, and furthermore, what happens if they take Robert Kraft? What if they take the Patriots away from Kraft? What do I get out of that for a Browns fan? I don't have Watson for a year. What does it do for me? It doesn't do anything for me.
What about the Texans? I know it doesn't do anything for us, but...
Right, at you're least not getting the draft picks back.
It doesn't make you feel any better. It doesn't make you feel any better because you're a different guy, but I think it does make a lot of fans feel better. Okay,
I think
we're dealing
think,
with this, but the Texans got to deal with it too.
I think they think it would make them feel better, and then when it actually happens, we'd be sitting there watching Jacoby Brissett derail a season of which you have Myles Garrett in his prime and Nick Chubb in his prime.
It would probably end up being the same thing as Donald Sterling, where you end up making a whole bunch of money when you get your team taken away from you, like when Steve Ballmer bought it for $2 billion.
Who gets the last laugh?
So we'd sit there and we'd go, wow, the Texans got taken away from the McNair family. And how much did the Waltons just buy the Broncos for?
I thought I was wrong.
$4 billion?
I was off by a billion. It's
4.6. $4.5 billion.
I mean, I've talked about millionaires not getting respect. I mean, you might not respect a billionaire, but I've never dealt with $1 billion there. It's a little different. That's real. I mean, there's people who can say no to a millionaire. Can you say no to billionaires?
It's just such another level.
Boy, that's tough. 216-578-0092. Nick Wilson disagreed with us yesterday. You and I said that this is still not a mess. They played part of our show for Nick and Dustin yesterday. This is Nick yesterday afternoon live from Browns camp.
I understand the idea that Deshaun Watson is supposed to be this miracle salve that pulls it all together and we're already feeling good. And, hey, let's just keep pounding that drum for Deshaun. I don't see how you look at what happened with Baker last year. And we need to throw in the OBJ thing, how that resolved itself. Going into trading for Deshaun Watson, into maybe misjudging the punishment that was coming for Deshaun Watson, into the sit-in with Kareem Hunt. I have no idea how we don't look at the Browns and say that they're a mess right now. And that they have
The only thing that makes me think they're not a mess is that Kevin Stefanski has his stuff together.
Mm-hmm. And I think Andrew Berry does too, by the way.
I've never seen him, though, so I don't know. I mean, Stefanski's out here every day in front of the firing squad, and he's just putting out fires every single day. Like, he's doing a great job of keeping this thing afloat, I feel like. And, you know, I think there's a lot of coaches out there that could let this get away from him. I don't think that he will. So that's why I would say there's hope for them not to be a mess. But listen, things are messy.
Yes.
100% things are messy.
And the Browns have chose this mess.
I gotta disagree. I disagree with Nick from the very first sentence he said. Now, Watson comes with baggage. We are going through all those bags. And every time we think we're at the end of the luggage, we're finding more bags. A good quarterback covers these things up. A good quarterback covers up what do they cover up? The good quarterback covers up the warts of a franchise. I was writing it down while I was listening to them talk. And it's a disagreement. This is not a personal attack on Nick. I love Nick and Dustin. Let's make this clear. I disagree because I've seen the Colts with Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck be able to cover up their warts with who as their owner? Jim Irsay. And we've seen some of the crazy things that Jim Irsay has done over his career. The Patriots were a laughing stock. People thought Bill Belichick was a laughing stock. Bob Ryan himself said that they thought he was the worst owner in sports. Then they drafted Tom Brady. They got lucky with Tom Brady. We've seen the rest of that. What did people think of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before Tom Brady selected the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? What did Bruce Arians think of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before Tom Brady selected the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? You can't tell me that an elite franchise quarterback doesn't cover things up. If Andy Reid never gets Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid is a surefire Hall of Famer right now. I would say yes. Owen's nodding his head yes. As the Kansas City Chiefs fan, you would agree, right, Tone? If Andy Reid only has Alex Smith and never has Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid may still be the head coach of the Chiefs for all we know. Is he a Hall of Famer? No. And Andy Reid, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and talk about his family or anything like that. I know that when I talk about Jim Irsay, there's some real skeletons in that closet. I'm just talking about the success level we've seen with Andy Reid. You can't tell me that in 3 or 4 years, if the Browns are 13-4 and Deshaun Watson's throwing 30-plus touchdowns and just a few interceptions and the Browns are making AFC championship games, you can't tell me we won't see this differently.
Well, that's a hope, obviously. I agree.
I'm not sorry.
I agree with you. Yesterday when we said this, I thought the same thing. Now, I think some people will immediately say, what about 4-12 last year in Houston? Did he cover up all that? Because he didn't, because they were one of the worst teams in football, despite him putting up amazing numbers. Now, I think that's an anomaly. And on this Browns roster,
I hope
at least over the next few years.
Because that'll mean that Nick is right and we'll be wrong.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the Browns look like 4 years from now or 5 years from now. Is Myles Garrett on the way down? Is Nick Chubb even on the team? You know, Amari Cooper will be gone.
Guys,
yeah, I mean, it'll be a different situation by then.
Every time we go to the phones, we will have people go after the Haslams. Will we or will we not?
Yeah.
What happened in 2020? How good owners were they in 2020? How good owners were the Haslams in 2020 when Baker Mayfield was playing well, when Kevin Stefanski had things out, when this team went to the playoffs one time? And that was Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield is a fringe franchise quarterback. Fringe. We don't know. And because it's been 4 years, we pretty much assume no. That was one good year of quarterback play, and it covered up all the other things that have happened with the Browns. Sorry, he's wrong on this. Coming up at 8, Michael Lombardi. Up next, first place Gardos. Tone, Carmen, live on the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, is all fun canceled for you?
Well, it seems like a lot of it is.
I said, Tone, what'd you do yesterday? Did you have any fun? He goes, nope. What'd you do yesterday? Tell everybody what you did.
It's what, staining a rail?
Well, you used to spend a lot of time with rails back in the day.
Completely yeah, very different. But very different these days.
Stained a rail and that was it?
Yeah, we're getting everything in order. What, this is the nesting thing? thing going on like crazy. And she can't really do much.
Is she sitting
now,
on her
nest?
Nor
would you want her to do much.
Is she just sitting on her nest, crisscross applesauce right now, just waiting on the...
She's doing a waddle. And now, you know, we did a walk in the neighborhood yesterday. And everybody's out and about, you know, in my posh waterfront community, of which I live. Everybody's out and about. Everybody's
there.
Active.
It's hell getting there, by the way. You guys got that construction and it's...
It's everywhere.
Holy cow.
But... Apparently,
better chance getting into North Korea, it seemed, than I would have had getting into Bay Village.
Yeah, apparently everybody before, up until like 2 weeks ago, was like, are you going to the doctor because you're not big enough? Which is, you know, it's a terrible thing to say. Normally to women, it's the other way around. You don't want to be big. But for her, everybody's just planting seeds in her head that something's wrong with the pregnancy. So everybody's trying to be nice, like, oh, boy, you look too small. What's going on? Are you not eating enough? And so that just causes her to panic.
She's never ate that much.
So you're saying, no, she eats a ton. She eats way more than I do.
Never?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like a bird. You're annoying to eat
with. The amount of calories that she eats because of her running and her lifestyle and everything. But now it just flipped, like, this week. Like, we walked yesterday, and everybody's like, oh, what are you, pretty close? Any day now? So it changed in a week, and it's amazing. It's obviously, I see her every day, but even I was able to see her yesterday and go, okay, yeah, this is happening pretty soon.
Was this the first week where you realized, like, okay, here we go?
What are you doing asking questions over there?
You
switch spots, and all of a sudden you want to ask all these questions?
I think that question is a valuable question.
I haven't heard from AA in months, and then he just got in on
it. Ask the question again. I wanted to hear it because I wasn't paying attention. I was so shocked you turned your mic on.
It was jarring.
Was this week the week where you realize, okay, here we go. It's about to happen.
I would say reality is starting to set in really quickly because I'm thinking about what is life going to be like next week, what's going to be like the week after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started looking at the Browns schedule. I'm like, will I even be able to make sure to pay attention to these things much as possible?
If I can ask, I shouldn't probably ask this on the air, but the hell with it. Are you taking the full 2 weeks off?
I don't no. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, she's going to make him take the full 2 weeks off right off the bat. She's going to make you do it.
Well, a lot of it is like the union and Deshaun Watson.
Ah.
There's an advising going on. But also, I don't have a normal job like everybody else. I mean, I should be able to be home pretty early in the day to help out. So I don't know that it'll be a huge concern. I also don't know that you want me hosting shows from home with what could be going on in the background.
Absolutely not. That is the last
thing
I want.
Although you said we have good bones, so I don't know how the noise is going to travel.
It doesn't matter. I don't want you to wake up the child. I don't want your wife upset with you. When you're home, just be home, okay? You got to take the 2 weeks straight off. Just take the 2 weeks straight off. We'll deal with it. What I got? Cheeks coming in? Cheeks will be fine. I don't mind working with Cheeks.
Is that who it is?
I think it's Chico. The boss is sitting right there. Yeah, it's Chico. Chico will be fine. You'll be fine. Go home with your baby. That's all. With your new baby.
It's just amazing the difference. So every woman in my life is like, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be some transcendent moment. You're going to really elevate you as a person. And every guy's like, it's going to suck, dude. Next 2 months,
it's
next 6 months,
it's
going to suck.
It's not that bad.
I've had some say the next 2 years are going to suck, and they can't stop stressing the suck. Nothing good. Just suck.
Okay. From my experience, do you want my...
Yeah.
We talk first place Gardos if you want. In my experience, I'll tell you this. Again, I said, people took this the wrong way. This is why I won't tweet it, because I'll get killed on Twitter and get canceled. My whole thought was a man has no place in the delivery room. Because I realized to myself, I was wearing flannel, jeans, boots, and I'm with a bunch of medical professionals. I counted 7 nurses and doctors in there, and I go, I can only make this situation worse.
You're in the way.
If something bad happens to my wife, I'm going to freak out, and I'm just going to be a big bull in a china shop. It's not going to be good. So I can only make the situation worse. I'm only going to get in the way if this happens. But I'm supposed to be here, so I'll go through the rigmarole and just hope that nothing terrible happens while we're here. That was with all 3 pregnancies. I didn't cry on any of them. I didn't cry, and I'm an emotional guy. I didn't cry because it was such a mind-blowing experience. I've said, if you've ever done whippets, and there's a whoa, 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 that goes on your head, that happened. It was like doing whippets all over again when Axel got here. Because it was such this thing of life taking shape, and then you see like the top of the head, because I watched the whole thing all three times. You see the top of the head, and then the head comes out, and you're like, oh my God, it's so huge. The head is so huge. How did it come out of there? And then they bring the rest of them out, and then they're gray, because you don't realize they are very off color when they come out. Mm-hmm. It's not like the movies when they're all fully formed and everything's right, there. Right. They're very gray because, you know, they've been inside a body for the last 9 months. And then we got him crying and everything was good. But Axel was a crying baby, and so he was very annoying. And there was very little return on investment there. That's the only thing that kind of sucks. Everything else is fine. It's your kids, so you don't care. Like, everything else that used to bother you about other people's kids, it's your kids, you don't care. You don't mind that.
I am fascinated by what that whole part of the process is going to be like, because, you know, like my sister, OR nurse, me, any sign of blood, I'm kind of squeamish. So what is that going to be like in that room? What's the smell going to be like? Like, these are all things that I'm worried about. She's not worried about any of that. She has a totally different mindset going into
this. You won't even notice. The only thing you are now more of a public figure than you ever were. And you're more of a public figure now than I was when Axel was born. And I will say this, when they came to give Liz the epidural, you know, your wife's naked. And there's no doubt that nurse, the male nurse, knew exactly who I was. And he kept giving me this grin like, I'm looking at your wife's cans. Like, he just kept giving me this.
Well, let her know. Let me text that to her.
Thing of, he knew who I was and he knew who my wife was. And he's like, I've seen your wife naked. It was very weird. Very weird.
Boy, very professional staff they've got over there.
I'll never forget the look this guy kept giving me. And I'm going, all right, dude. Yeah, you saw my wife naked. We're in a professional setting here. What do you want? What do you want? You know, they accuse Snoop of seeing my wife naked all the time. You think I'm bothered by you seeing my wife naked while you give birth to my kid? It's my kid.
I'll accuse him of more than that.
Enough of that. Coming up next, Michael Lombardi. First place Gardo's as well. 9 o'clock, we'll go around the AFC North. And, you know, Lyman's baby's coming. It's about to change his life. Ruin his life. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.